Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masech des Beya, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we discussed some of the halachos of trapping on Yom Tov. In this Mishnah, we're going to discuss what the din is if we have a suffix whether this animal was trapped on Yom Tov or prior to Yom Tov. Now, you may ask, l'may nafkamina when it was trapped? The nafkamina would be whether it's muktza or not. As we have learnt at the beginning of the Masechta, balei chayim that have not been designated from before Yom Tov, that are not muchanim mibo'od yom, are muktza on Yom Tov. Now, you don't have to physically pick up the Baal Chai and say, this is the one I'm going to use on Yom Tov. Even if you set up a trap from the Erev of Yom Tov, that's enough. Provided that the animal was in the trap from before Yom Tov. But if the animal did not enter the trap before Yom Tov, it's usur, it's considered muktzah. Our Mishnah is going to teach us what the din is if I don't know. The animal is in the trap now, but I don't know when it came into the trap. I don't know if it came in from before Yom Tov or it came in now. Zok de Mishnah. If mitzudos chaya v'oif v'dogim, traps for animals, birds, or fish, she'asan me'erev Yom Tov, the traps were put into place prior to Yom Tov. Still, lo yitol mehen, you can't take from them. Now take note, we're not even talking about eating. You can't even move it. It's muksa. B'yamtiv on yamtiv, ela in kain, unless, yodea, he knows for a fact, shenitzaydu me'erev yamtiv, that they were trapped from before yamtiv. Now the Tana is going to tell us a story now. But the Gemara explains that here's a case of chisurei mechasra. Something is missing over here in the Mishnah. Before this umaisa, we should insert in the Mishnah the words. And the Gemara says these are the words that were in the Mishnah. Chas v'shalom, we can't insert words our own into the Mishnah. But the Gemara is telling us these words were here. It's missing. It should say, V'Rabban Gamliel matir. Again, in other words, Rabban Gamliel disagrees with the Tanna Kamma. He says, Safik muktza is mutter. Umaisa, and there was taka a story. The Nachri Echad. Shehevi, who brought on Yom Tov, dogim, fish, l'Rabban Gamliel. And we didn't know if they were caught from before Yom Tov or they were caught on Yom Tov. The Amma and Rabban Gamliel said that these fish, be'emes mutarine, they're mutter. Because safik muktzah is mutter. El she'ein ritzoni l'kabel imenu. I have my own reasons. I don't want to take a favor from this person. I don't want to have any anah from him. The Batanura explains that the Allah is not like Rabban Gamliel. We pass him, if you're not sure, let's say about peiros or fish, if they were gathered on Yom Tov or yesterday, you cannot use them. And if you can't eat it, it's asur to move it. It's muktzah. Unless you can tell, let's say peiros, you can tell that they started to dry a little bit. It's impossible this was picked today. Or fish that were brought from a faraway place. Let's say there's no water near you. Or this type of fish comes from a faraway place. It was impossible that it was caught today. They couldn't have gotten it here so quickly. So that type of thing is muktzah because we have circumstantial evidence that it was caught from before Yom Tov. Furthermore, says the Batanura, even something that has been prepared, but it was brought from outside of the Tchum, for a Yisrael, it's usur for that Yisrael that it was brought for him. But for his family and for others, it's mutter. And, says the Batanura, peiros that were cut, or fish that was caught on the first day of Yom Tov, are mutter the night of the second day, but not right away. It has to be b'chadei sheyasu. B'chadei sheyasu means the amount of time that it would have taken to trap this. You see, the point is, we don't want you to gain from the fact that someone did a malacha for you on Yom Tov. So, let's say he plucked it for you or caught the fish for you on the first day of Yom Tov. And let's say that took an hour. Whatever it would take to cut the peri, to bring it from the place where it was cut. That's the amount of time you would have to wait once the second night comes in, and then you're allowed to use it. Does this apply to every Yom Tov? That if it was picked the first day, it's mutter the second day b'chadei sheyasu? No, it doesn't apply to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, says the Bat. There would be usher until matzah Yom Tov sheni b'chadei sheyasu. because the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered like one long day. Okay, so quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. Traps that were set up for chayis, ifis or fish, from Erev Yamtiv, are muktzah unless you know for a fact that those animals were in this trap from before Yamtiv. Because the first Tana holds, Safik muktzah is aser. Rav Gamliel disagrees, even though those words aren't in our Mishnah, the Gemara says it belongs over there. Rav Gamliel says Safik muktzah is mutter. There was like a story, Benachri Echad, that brought fish for Rav Gamliel, and he said, it's mutter, but I have my reasons that I don't want to take it from him.